Now, back to America's Workforce. Here's Ed Flash Ferens.
Hey, we're back. It's America's Workforce, where we are available on various platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We ask that you subscribe to our podcast network and give us a rating. 5 stars would be greatly appreciated. More and more downloads every day. That's right. America's Workforce, coast to coast, nationally podcast. And this next segment brought to you in part by the fine folks at the United Labor Agency, ulagency.org. Trying to connect people with employment. Let's go to line number two right now. Welcome back to the show. One of our regulars, also a sponsor, Dorsey Hager, on behalf of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. ColumbusConstruction.org is a website. Hey, Dorsey, welcome back to the show. How are we doing in Central Ohio today?
Doing great, Flash. How are you doing in Cleveland?
Good, good, good. Tough loss by the Tribe a couple of days ago, but the Browns, 2-1. You know what? You and I are old enough to remember this doesn't happen too often, right?
No, this is a good thing. The Browns 2-1, being over 500, heading into Dallas, looking forward to Sunday. So this is definitely a good thing.
Good thing, good thing. Couple things I want to get into today. Let's start off with this outreach event. I know you do a lot in Central Ohio trying to get young people interested in the trades. I assume that's what this was about. Maybe you can fill us in on some details.
Yeah, obviously we've been very limited here the last couple of months because of COVID-19 and the pandemic. So a lot of the outreach that we've been doing, we've talked about on your show, has been virtual. But we had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago where we partnered with Alford Construction, who's the general contractor at the Linden Recreation Center, which is an incredible project. It's about a $30 million rec center and development. Used to be a walking path, soccer fields, basketball courts, and then a huge indoor recreation facility that's more than just a rec center. It's a community center for the whole Linden area, which is sorely needed. It's going to be an awesome project. Well, this has a community benefit agreement under it, similar to Fire Station 35. It's the second one that we've done with the support of the mayor and the city of Columbus, Mayor Ginther, which has been instrumental in some of these agreements. But Alford reached out to us, and they said, you know, we've got this great project going. We've got a lot of local people. We've got a lot of minority participation on this project. We should be really showing this thing and showing off. So we discussed how we do that. And the way that we did that is we partnered with a local group. It's a bike club there in the Linden area in that part of Columbus. And it's kids that were juniors in high school, and they're getting ready to be seniors. And what they do, it's kind of interesting, but they bike across the city of Columbus. They go to different neighborhoods. They volunteer. They help people in the communities that need the help. They do cleanup and stuff. So we had them, you know, bike over to the Linden Rec Center. They were given a tour of the rec center, which obviously they thought was really cool. But one of the cool things about that, too, was they were able to see workers who looked like them on that project in their neighborhood. They were able to converse with some of the workers during the workday while they were going through the tour. And then at the end, outside, socially distanced, of course, we set up and I fed them lunch and stuff and gave them, you know, some materials that they could read and they could take home to their parents to read that talked about some of our pre-apprenticeship programs, Building Futures and Driving Futures, and also our apprenticeship programs and the pathway in the construction field and into the building trades and stuff. We had some great interaction. Then we had a couple of young men who are on the Linden Rec Center project. One is a recent graduate of Building Futures, and he's a member of the Laborers Local 423, working directly for Alford, doing, you know, general cleanup, some light maintenance and stuff like that, just assisting in the project. And he came out and he talked to those kids, was telling them about, you know, how getting into the trades transformed his life and how it had helped himself and helped his family. And he stated that, you know, he was on pace to make $80,000 this calendar year. And had he's working at that Linden Rec Center, which is just 2 blocks from where he grew up, and how fortunate he is to have this opportunity. And when he said that, you could have seen these kids light up. And then the questions and the interaction really started to happen. And it was just a very good experience for everybody involved. And I want to thank the city of Columbus and Aaron Beck and the mayor's labor liaison, Barry Pickett, and also Alford and their CEO, Jim Smith, and Denise over there for really helping to set this up, because it was truly a great event. So I'm hoping it's something that we can do again and even do more of with some of our other projects throughout the city and the county.
Yeah, that $80,000 figure certainly got their attention. It got my attention. Oh, my gosh. That's good. Good stuff. Let's move on to wage theft here. And this is really interesting. This is a huge issue all across America. And apparently, the Columbus City Council is moving forward on some pretty solid legislation. Give us some background and some details on this, Dorsey.
Yeah, so, you know, there was a huge push amongst myself and some of our other leaders in building trades about 3 or 4 years ago, as we try to, and this is happening all across the country. I think unions are working together and working with their members and trying to become not only more active politically, but also try to get their membership involved as well. And, yeah. You know, city council, city of Columbus is 14th largest city in the country. We've never had a building trades member on city council until a year and a half ago. You know, I approached Rob Dorns about 4 years ago, who's the attorney for ACT Ohio, talked to him about the idea of running for city council. We were able to get him appointed through the appointment process and then worked our tails off to get him and the rest of the team reelected last year. So we sat down with Rob and started talking about ways that we as the unions could partner with the city of Columbus, the city council, president of Council Shannon Harden and his chief of staff Mike Brown have been hugely instrumental as well. Things that we could do to help the city and some of the people here, especially the working poor here in the city of Columbus. And I know I told you this story before and we were talking about outreach, but about a year ago I was doing an outreach event in the Short North here in Columbus, which is a very, you know, wealthy area, neighborhood of the city of Columbus being developed, lots of really high rent apartments and condos and stuff. And there was a young man who came to the outreach event who was running a crew of about five people, and he was doing demolition. And he was being paid $800 a week cash, you know, under the table. He was being misclassified as a 1099, you know, as an employer instead of being paid correctly as an employee. No benefits or nothing. Well, this is obviously wage theft because they're skirting the taxes, skirting the workers' comp. They're not paying him benefits. They're not paying him the industry standard or the prevailing wage. And I felt so horrible for this person. And myself, and especially the guys on the ground, the organizers and reps that hit jobs every day in the city, they see this go on every day, day in and day out. And this wage theft obviously takes part to the people that are the most vulnerable and lack the resources or the wherewithal to defend themselves, you know. So Jonathan Wentz, who's a good friend of mine, he's a labor attorney here in Columbus, Hannah Halbert from Policy Matters, Sarah Engels from the Workers' Center, Mark Fluharty from the Central Labor Council, just a great working group. We all sat down together, and they did a lot of the heavy lifting. But they started working on this wage theft ordinance, and it was started a few years ago by Chris Nagley, who's a rep for IUPAT District Council 6 here in Columbus, who kind of brought it to my attention and how terrible this misclassification of wage theft is and how it runs rampant through the city. And they were able to get something down and a great ordinance drafted. It went to the city attorney's office, city attorney Zach Klein. Of course, he gave it to his stamp of approval, and it was voted on last Monday night and passed. And it was a historic day, and we keep having more and more of them here in the city of Columbus, but it was a historic day for the city of Columbus to get this passed, and it's going to help workers have a voice, not only through the unions and through the Workers Center, but also here legislatively to reclaim any lost wages or any wages that have been stolen from them from wage theft. So, huge day, and again, you know, City Councilman Rob Dorns, all of City Council that supported it, Liz Brown, Emmanuel Remy, you know, all the way down the line, and President of Council Shannon Harden, huge advocates of this legislation. They walked it through the whole way and made sure that we got this thing across the finish line. So it was a good day for the city of Columbus.
Oh, man, a great day. Yeah, if you don't mind, why don't you email me some of the people behind it? We could talk more about the penalties. From what I've been reading, there's some serious penalties in this legislation, like you're going to take the permits away. They're not going to get any city contracts. I mean, you got to enforce these, and you got to have some teeth in the legislation. And this one certainly has that. So if you would be so kind to send me some information on who is behind this, and we could talk more about this this issue, because this is prevalent all around America. Dorsey, just a couple of minutes left here. I know you come from the Insulators Union, and I got Greg Rivard on line number 3. He's the new guy, the new president of the Insulators Union. Took over Jim McCourt's job, I believe, around the Labor Day weekend. Little insight on him. I'd like to hear your point of view on Greg.
Wow. So I see why my time's getting cut short today. You're bringing in a heavy hitter to close out the ball game with Greg Rivard. But no, Greg, many of your listeners probably don't know, and you'll probably get into it today. Greg Rivard was recently appointed to the general president of the Insulators Union. He was the secretary treasurer, and before that, he was the vice president of the Central States Conference. Insulators Local 50, where I was business manager, we belong to the Central States Conference. So Greg, I guess you could say, was my boss when I first got elected as business manager. And Greg and I worked very closely. He was very instrumental in a lot of the initiatives that we've done here in Columbus, Central Ohio. Great guy, comes from an organizing background. He was director of organizing, so he believes in organizing and growing the industry. Just a great person, somebody I could always call and ask for advice and sound things off and would give you his honest and full-throated opinion, maybe sometimes unsolicited, but appreciated. And I think he'll do a great job leading the Insulators International as their general president. One quick story about him, which is kind of funny. When he first was elevated to VP, he called me and he said, "I'm going to be in Columbus tomorrow and I want to sit down and spend the day with you, go over some things." So he came into Columbus. We were in the office, we're working, and it's getting close to lunchtime. And he says, "Hey," he says, "you know, it's time for lunch." He's like, "You got a good place around here, we can go eat lunch." And, you know, obviously I'm from Ohio. I'm a huge Ohio State Buckeye fan. Greg's from Michigan. He's a Michigan State guy, thank God. He's not a Michigan guy, but he's still from Michigan. So there's a place right around the corner from the office called the Buckeye Hall of Fame Cafe. And, I mean, you know, it has the 2014 National Championship Trophy. It has Archie Griffin's two Heismans, Jack Tatum's number 45 jersey from the 68 National Championship team. Just a great place. So I take Greg in there, and we sit, and we eat lunch, and nothing. And I'm like, huh. So a couple months later, he comes back into town, and I take him to lunch there again. Again, nothing. And I'm thinking, So then third time he comes into town, we're working, it's time to eat lunch. I said, "Greg, let's go get a bite." He's like, "Okay." I take him to the Buckeye Hall of Fame Cafe, and we're pulling into the parking lot, and he's like, "This is a big city." He's like, "Does this place have any other restaurants besides the Buckeye Hall of Fame Cafe?" So, I think he finally got the hint, but Greg's a great guy. He'll do a great job leading the Insulators, like I said. He replaces Buddy McCourt, who did a hell of a job as general president, was also secretary treasurer when I was a business manager, and glad to see Buddy retire, and I'm sure he's going to enjoy him and his wife, and his kids and his grandkids, and he's done a tremendous job, and he's earned the fruits of his labor and his retirement, so kudos to Buddy McCourt, too. But, yeah, definitely say hi to Greg when you have him here on the show, and just stay away from Michigan State football. I'm sure he probably doesn't want to talk about that right now. But
well, I was going to tell him that I had three kids that went to The Ohio State University. Maybe I should hold back on that one.
maybe.
All right, we're going to leave it on that note. Dorsey, always a pleasure. ColumbusConstruction.org. You can follow him on Twitter, BuildCentralOH. You take care. We'll talk to you next month, okay?
Sounds good. Go Browns. Let's beat the Cowboys. Let's keep the momentum rolling.
Dorsey Hager on our live line. Okay, quick break.